Carrie! Hey, Carrie! I'm so glad you can make it. It's gonna be such a drag taking all these little brats to that pumpkin patch, whatever. It's like the second group we've taken. But this group, look at that little boy over there. You might wanna play that fun little game with him. Yeah. Do you think he's got a big dick? All right, let's get. Come on. Let's go. We'll talk to him in the van. Oh, you like it? Yeah, I just got it red. Redder, I guess. Marcus? Marcus, me and my friend were just talking, and we think you're cute. We love your little vampire costume. Do you like how me and Miss Gaynor are dressed? That's right, Little Red Riding Hood. Do you like the short skirts? You can almost see all the way up. Would you like to ride in the back seat in the special spot with me and Miss Gaynor? Okay, the special spot is all the way in the back. All the way. The very, 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 very back. Good job. Now, no one else can see that you're in the special spot because they'll get jealous. And we don't want that to happen, right? We don't want your friends to not like you just because me and Miss Gaynor think you're extra special. Okay. Now, why don't we start reading? I know you like when I tell stories in Sunday school. So, we'll see if you like this one. Now, one day in October, Jesus and the disciples went to a pumpkin patch. They were going up and down the rows, trying to find the biggest, best pumpkins. So they finally did. They found two pumpkins as big as a garage, and Jesus had to use his magical powers to teleport the pumpkins to the cave. No, Jesus can't really do magic, but me and Miss Gaynor can. We can both take you to heaven. Oh, it's okay. You'll understand soon. know, you feel awfully nice sitting on my lap. Now, after Jesus and the disciples got back to the cave where the big pumpkins were, they had to try and figure out how to get all the yucky stuff out of the pumpkins so they could carve a jack-o'-lantern. Do you like this book? Or do you think all this church shit is stupid? Would you rather check out the iPad? Look at some of the pictures of you and Miss Gaynor? Why don't you snuggle in close to us, Miss Gaynor? That's nice. I'm squeezing him and you're scooted in real tight. Let's take a look at these pictures of a game we just played with another cute little boy. Do you like to play games too? Oh no, you're much cuter than he is. Here we are holding hands. And see, look, we're both in our costumes, like right now. Oh, yeah, that little boy was our hero. saved us from the big bad wolf. Me and Miss Gaynor both like playing Little Red Riding Hood. Now here we are, wrestling with our tongues. Do you like this picture? Have you ever seen a woman's tits before? Now this picture. That little huntsman, our little hero, was putting his hands all over my tits. And all the while, Miss Gaynor was watching us and getting very excited. She pulled up her dress and she had on special red panties. Doesn't that look pretty? Now, what I want you to do is take the iPad. You have one like this at home. You know how to go left and right with the pictures? Yeah, that's right. Look through the rest of the pictures. Yeah. Start going up and down the shaft while I play with the head. God. How does it feel, sweetie, to have that long 9-year-old cock played with by two female pedos? Now this picture here, I had my legs up in the air and I opened my private parts and our little hero had his tongue on my special button. Do you like grown-ups playing with you? Oh no, honey. The back seats are high and no one can see us back here. Yeah, and then he put his little 9-year-old cock. It got hard, just like yours is getting right now with me playing with it. Into my 30-year-old pussy. See how my tits are bouncing up and down in this vid? Yeah. Oh, and then he let all of it go out of his little 9-year-old prick. Would you like it if Jesus made me and Miss Gaynor give you a double blowjob? We love sucking off little boys. Fifth graders are the best. We're grown-ups that love little 9-year-old pricks. There goes your little explosion. Now, if you're really good, then we can keep playing together just like this, but it has to be our little secret, because we don't want anyone to get jealous. Okay? And maybe next time when we play Little Red Riding Hood, we can go to Miss Gaynor's house, and we can bring that other little boy, okay? Okay, be good. Set your head in my lap. We'll be there soon.